Okay, so my name is Tim Owen Jones, and I'm conducting this interview on behalf of the Wellcome Trust and their One Another project in Trafalgar Square, London. Mm-hmm. It's the 17th of September, 2009, and the time's 10 past midnight. Mm-hmm. Can you tell me your name, your age, and where you come from?
Yes, I'm Joe Madrid. I'm 32 years old and originally come from the Philippines. And I've been living here in the UK for 7 years now. And then I'm a nurse, a theater nurse. I worked for a couple of years in Wales first and then moved here in England for five years now and enjoying it so much. Very near to London, so So that's it.
Okay, thank you. When was it you found out about the One Another project?
I found it one of the pages on Facebook, and then I applied for it, and then I went to the website as well, and I find it very interesting, and then I thought, you know, I'd have a go, and then maybe I would be lucky to be chosen, and here I am now, so you know, I feel lucky.
How did you feel when you received the email to say?
Because I received two emails on that day. First email around 7 o'clock, I think, in the morning, and saying that I wasn't chosen. By around 8 o'clock, I receive another email, and then saying that, you know, congratulations, I was chosen to stand in the plinth. And my initial reaction was really, yes, you know. And then after like a couple of minutes, oh shit, what do I do? So I'm very, very nervous, you know. And I don't know what to do. And my mind was like, you know, juggling what I'm going to do. But watching the people. By the time, you know, the project started, watching the people, what they're doing. So I've got like an idea of what I'm going to do. So I decided, like, you know, because I'm originally from the Philippines. I'm proud to be Filipino. So I'm gonna share the Filipino culture to the people around the world, and then show some of our stuff as well, play some Filipino music so that the people will have an idea how our music is, how the variety of the music we have, and then that, you know, music in the Philippines is really, really sweet, and then, you know, and lovely, you know, excellent. So I'd like to share that to the people.
So what kind of stuff are you going to be taking up? I've
got stuff, a miniature, like sculpture of, like here, the public transport is buses and taxi. In the Philippines, we have this called public transport called jeepney. The history of that is when the Americans went to the Philippines, and then they've left some vehicles there. So the Filipinos thought of what are you going to do with that vehicle. So one of the Filipino, I can't remember the name, but one of the Filipino who thought of an idea that they're going to think of an idea that she's going to make it into a public transport. So it's kind of like a minibus, but and then there's about like 12 people at the back can sit, and then two people in the front can sit down, and it's very, very colorful. It will show how colorful the culture as well of the Philippines, how creative the Filipinos are. And then there's another one, we call it tricycle. It's like a motorcycle, but there's three wheels on it. And then it's a very famous public transport as well back home. So the driver can like take two passengers or three passengers at the same time. And then what else did I bring? I think that's it. And I brought some native necklace as well, like this, and to show the because this one was made by our native people. We call it Aitas. They're originally from, I think, Borneo, and then migrated to the Philippines. And then, but because a lot of especially the Spanish people invaded us as well. The Philippines was discovered by Ferdinand Magellan, which is Spanish. So we were colonized by the Spanish people for 400 years. And then, so our culture is very, very related to the Spanish. And then we were colonized by the Americans. That's why we speak English, you know, and then well, anyway, all of our subjects in school are taught in English, so that's why. And then we're colonized by the Japanese and the Chinese as well. So I think the Filipinos are really it's a mixed culture of like, especially Spanish, Americans, Chinese and Japanese. So yeah, so I'd like to. And this one is made of pineapple leaves, and they weave it to so this is our formal wear back home for men, so like weddings, special occasions, we wear this. So that's it. So I just wanted to share to people what's the culture like of the Philippines. So even though I'm a British citizen now, but I'm still proud of where I came from, so I just like to share that to everybody.
Perfect.
Yeah?
Thank
yeah.
you. So how does it feel then to be one of 2,400 people to be involved in the project and to be able to show your culture? You know?
I'm so, so privileged. I feel so lucky, and I feel so blessed that I was chosen, because I think it's one way as well to give back to my country, how my country like mold me into this kind of person. And then it's my way as well of showing to the people that how my parents taught me how to be a responsible person, a loving person, and then I'm just so I feel so lucky that I'll be part of this project. So
cool.
Yeah.
And how about the place then? How about Trafalgar Square in London? What does that mean to you?
I think Trafalgar Square is a place where people can share what they've got, because I think this is a very important place for like artists like Anthony Gromley to show the people how their works, you know, how to appreciate art. You know, we held shows here. So I think it's a good stage, or it's a good place for people to show what they've got, how diverse we are, and then how we creative we are, you know, in whatever thing that you're going to do. So it's a great place for us to share what we've got, and to show how different we are with each other, and we still like unite as one. So you know.
Cool. Yeah. And what would you say, how are you feeling now? What's the emotional journey been through the preparation stages to actually arrive?
I've got some sleepless nights as well, thinking about it, you know, what I'm going to do. What I'm feeling right now is I think it's a kind of nervous, but I'm kind of very excited as well. And at least my family can see me back home, you know. I haven't spoken to my mom, and my mom especially, for a couple of weeks now, because you know, thinking about this project, because I just wanted to think that how will I go up there and do what you know I can show to the people. And I think one thing as well, because my sister just gave birth. I'm a new uncle. My sister just gave birth to a new bouncing baby boy. So I just wanted to show to the people how happy I am to be an uncle, and then just to say hello to my family as well. Yeah, because my priority is my family. That's why I'm here, really. The reason why I'm here is for my family. So excited, very excited.
Cool.
yeah so
and can you tell us a bit about then your work, what it is you get up to?
I'm a theater nurse. My background in the Philippines, I work in an ITU for 4 years. I work as an A&E nurse as well back home for a couple of years, and then I moved to Wales to work as a recovery nurse. And then right now I'm working in a hospital in Welland Garden City, and I'm a theater nurse. So I work as inside the theater, and I work as a recovery nurse as well. But mostly I do recovery because of my background back home. So I'm really happy that, you know, with what I'm doing right now. And I think after qualified since 97, how many years is that now? 12 years now. You know, this I can really say that this is what I really wanted to do, and then and progress from what I having right now. I have right now.
Why did you choose nursing?
Well, actually, at first, because back in the Philippines, if you take nursing, the reason is to go abroad and work. But my reason before was just to serve the country, really. But because of the pay there back home, so you can't really like afford to have a family, or if you want to help your family, if you want to raise a family, you can't really like afford, because what we're earning here in the UK for a year, for a month, we're earning there for a year. So that's the big difference. So I thought that, you know, serving my country for 5-6 years, I've got a good reason to work abroad, and then same time help my family and experience as well. You know, I think traveling is really good for us people to know the culture and to know the culture of different countries. And I've got opportunities as well to travel here around Europe, which is really, really nice, because I've learned a lot from different culture the country that I've visited. So I'm happy I'm here, you know. But hopefully when I get old, I go back and then retire near the beach, because our house is about 15 minutes away from the beach. So, you know, so I'm looking forward to get old as well and go back home and then, you know, sit under the sun, enjoy the beach. So, you know, so, yeah.
And how would you describe yourself as a person?
I'm a happy person most of the time, I think. I like to smile. I like to talk to people. I like to... That's why I've decided to join this project as well, because I want to usually wanted to try something that I never tried. So that's it, really.
And what things would you say are most important to you?
My family. Yeah. My number one priority is my family. They're my inspiration. Why I'm here. I think that's why I'm not married until now, because you know, I'm my priority is my family. I wanted them to have a good life first before me, and then I'll just enjoy my life after, if I knew that I know that they're stable and they're happy. Especially my mom hasn't finished her. She sacrificed a lot for our studies, and my dad as well. My dad works in a cargo ship. So I think it's my time now to give back to them of what I have now. So my priority is really my family, and I think me is the last, you know. So yeah.
And hopes and plans for the future.
Hopes and plans for the future. With my career, I hope that I'll progress. I just wanted to be really good at what I'm doing, you know. At the moment I'm really happy, but I wanted to try some more things that I haven't tried, and then hopefully I can buy a house for my mom and my dad, because at the moment they're in the Philippines. At the moment they're living a flat here, we call it an apartment there. So that's my aim at the moment, and hopefully by the time I reach like 60, I'll go back home and retire back home. Yeah. And you know, enjoy the Philippines again.
So finally, how can you sum up your thoughts and comments on again what we've spoken about, that being part of the project and being one of 2,400 people?
Being one of the 2,000 is a great opportunity. So I really thank all of you that I've been chosen. I thank Anthony Gromley for this project, that I can show what's the Philippines like. Maybe in my own little way, I can share the culture of the Philippines. I can show to people how beautiful the Philippines is, how the people of the Philippines are. Hopefully, I can represent the Filipino people, that, you know, people can just like go to the Philippines and visit the Philippines, and then. I think this project is really shows how diverse the people in the UK, different people, and we unite as one as well. We show how different we are from each other, and you know, it's diversity, I think, is the main main theme for this project.
Great. Thank you very much.
Thank you.